First of all, it shows that the United States actually does have an impact and that Qais Saied is paying attention to what the United States says. This statement is not actually that dramatic of a departure from the past statements or from the private messages that the US administration, including Blinken himself, have delivered to Saied over the past year. And it doesn't really represent any sort of change in US policy. So I think a lot of what we can read from Saied's reaction is actually more like theater, like grandstanding. And I think it's important that we note that the US-Tunisia relationship is really largely based on shared democratic values. And so it's naive for Saied to think that the United States is going to continue its sort of business as usual after he's dismantled Tunisia's democracy. He probably hoped that once the referendum passed, the world would move on, but that clearly isn't the case. I think as long as he continues to operate as an autocrat, you should expect to be treated like one by the United States and Europe.
While the Tunisian government wanted to cover up for the shortcomings of a new constitution that lacks checks and balances and weakens roles of both the parliament and the judiciary, it was remarkable that the strong Tunisia Labor Union and 13 other civil society organizations denounced what they described as a flagrant U.S. intervention in Tunisia's internal affairs. How do you explain that?
I think it's really not that surprising that these civil society groups in particular made such a statement. Many civil society groups, including the labor union, have long been critical of what they see as attempts by outside groups to interfere in Tunisian affairs. And, you know, they have every right to be critical of the United States and European actions. But I think we have to remember that the labor union, as well as some of the other prominent CSOs, never condemned Saied's actions. They were not the groups that were sort of on the forefront pushing against the referendum. And so we shouldn't actually be that surprised that they're sort of cozying up to Saied now by parroting his language. On the other hand, there are a lot of other brave civil society organizations that have condemned Saied's action and have taken to the streets over and over again to protest him, to protest the referendum in particular, some of whom have actually faced police brutality for their actions. These are not the groups that are condemning continued U.S. support for democracy. Rather, they are actually calling for additional U.S. and European diplomatic, rhetorical, and financial support for democracy.
Experts and lawmakers say that the Biden administration's approach to President Qais Saied's actions has been largely reactive, and a more strategic plan of action is needed to save Tunisian transition to democracy. Can you elaborate on what the U.S. should do or could do in coordination with the European Union?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think there has been a largely reactive approach over the past year. You know, there have been several opportunities, particularly in that sort of first 30-day window after Qais Saied's coup, when he initially had a 30-day temporary measure in place. During that time, the United States and Europe could have, and frankly, should have taken a much stronger stance and potentially could have stopped Saied in his tracks. They didn't do that. They were sort of a little more wishy-washy then. And so the US and European approach has largely not been successful. Saied's kind of marched forward regardless of any sort of pressure from the US and Europe. But the US and Europe have been at their most effective when they speak with the same voice through the G7 statements, for example. Now today, unfortunately, they've drifted apart. Europe is far less interested in pushing back on Tunisia out of fear for their own domestic interests, primarily migration. And so they've been less willing to take bold positions right before the referendum and after the referendum, or to sort of call Saied out in the same way the United States has been doing. And I think with that said, the United States should continue to try to work with Europe and try to have a single voice. But regardless, the US should at this point cut off Saied's government, but double down on support for the pro-democracy activists, the civil society organizations, political opposition, the media, the people who are increasingly under threat, but are continuing to push for democracy. And also keep up this steady drumbeat of public criticism, because clearly Saied is listening.